The two Adams meet. As the ransomed are welcomed to the city of God, a triumphant cry rings out. The two Adams are about to meet. The Son of God will receive the Father of our race, whom he created, who sinned, and for whose sin the marks of the crucifixion are on the Savior's body. As Adam sees the prints of the nails, in humiliation he throws himself at Christ's feet. The Savior lifts him up and invites him to look once more on the Eden home from which he was exiled so long ago. Adam's life was filled with sorrow. Every dying leaf, every animal sacrifice, every stain on mankind's purity, was a reminder of his sin. His agony of remorse was terrible as he was blamed for being the cause of sin. Faithfully he repented of his sin, and he died in the hope of a resurrection. Now, through the atonement, Adam is reinstated in his Eden home. Filled with joy, he sees the trees that were once his delight, whose fruit he himself had gathered in the days of his innocence. He sees the vines his own hands trained, the very flowers he once loved to care for. This is truly Eden restored. The Savior leads him to the tree of life and invites him to eat. He sees so many of his family redeemed. Then he throws his crown at the feet of Jesus and embraces the Redeemer. He touches the harp, and heaven echoes the triumphant song, "Worthy is the Lamb who was slain." The family of Adam throw their crowns at the Savior's feet as they bow in adoration. Angels wept when Adam sinned, and they rejoiced when Jesus opened the grave for all who would believe on his name. Now they see the work of redemption accomplished, and they unite their voices in praise. On the sea of glass mingled with fire are gathered those who have gotten the victory over the beast, over his image and over his mark, and over the number of his name. The 144,000 were redeemed from among humanity, and they sing a new song, the song of Moses and the Lamb. None but the 144,000 can learn that song, because it is the song of an experience that no other group ever had. These are the ones who follow the Lamb wherever he goes. These, having been taken to heaven from among the living, are the first fruits to God and to the Lamb. They passed through the time of trouble such as never was since there was a nation. They endured the anguish of the time of Jacob's trouble. They stood without an intercessor through the final outpouring of God's judgments. They washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. In their mouth was found no deceit, for they are without fault before God. They shall neither hunger any more nor thirst any more. The sun shall not strike them, nor any heat, for the Lamb who is in the midst of the throne shall shepherd them and lead them to living fountains of waters. And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes.